just make declarations of your presence, Father God. We just make declarations of your love for us, Father God. Lord, we write your word upon our hearts, Father God. We meditate upon it day and night, Father God. Lord, that you would prosper us, Father God. Lord, that you would make us a tree whose leaves don't wither, Father God. Lord, that we would be unseasoned, Father God. We would speak, Father God, constant in your presence, Father God, consistent in your dwelling place. Lord, we declare that your spirit is all that we need, Father God. Declare by faith, Father God, we come tonight, Father God, to become less and make you more, Father God. Declare to be less flesh in us, Father God, more of your spirit, Father God. Lord, we say, Lord, you are more powerful, Father God. You're almighty, Lord. Lord, we place you above every other desire of our heart, Father God. Lord, we place our very mind, will, and our emotions in you, Father. Ask for your spirit, give us the discernment, Father God, that we need, Father, to pursue you, to pursue your destiny for us, Father God. Let us not be sidetracked, Father God, by our own flesh, Father God, our own desires, Lord. We come to condemn that part of us, Father God, that would lead us astray. Lord, we come just to worship you, Father God, to honor you, Father God. Come to ask you to fill us with your agenda, Father God, your spirit, Lord, your plan, your purpose. Lord, that you would fill us with your joy, Father God, your strength. Lord, that you restore us, you restore our joy, Father God. Lord, you make us glad in all of our days, Father God, even though we see days of trouble, even though we face affliction, Father God. Lord, that you are making us, Father God. You are molding us, Lord, to be more like you, Father God, to be more like your Son. Lord, to follow in your ways, to follow in your character, Father God, to have your nature. So we just say tonight, Father God, we want to decrease so you can increase in our lives, Father God, increase in our midst. Lord, may we just make room for you, Father God. May we just make a way straight, Father God, in the desert place, Father God, in the dry and thirsty land, Father, that is our nation, Father God. That you would make a way, Father God. You would make rivers in the desert, Father God, rivers of living water. Lord, and that those that taste and see of your glory, Father God, would not ever be thirsty again. Lord, that they would be satisfied in your presence, Father. Lord, we just thank you that for the prodigal sons that will return home to the Father. Return home, Father God. We thank you for the great harvest, Father God. We thank you for the celebration that takes place when your sons and daughters come home, Father God. Amen. Hear your call, Lord, and they feel the conviction of your spirit, Father God, and you convict our hearts to turn towards you again, Lord. Lord, you have a feast waiting for us, Father God, a feast of things that our soul cannot find anywhere else, Father God, that won't ever satisfy, Father God, but we pray, Lord, that you would just help us to turn away from the things that would destroy us, Father God. To flee every appearance of evil, Father God. And just to draw close to you, Father God. Draw as close as we can. Lord, to run the race, Father God. To reach for the very highest prize, Father God. us to keep our eyes fixed on you, Father God. So that we may not sink, Father God, in our own fear, our own doubt, Father God, our own unbelief, Lord. When circumstances arise, Father God, we just thank you for your grace, Father God. Your spirit leads us, Father God. As long as we keep surrendering to you, Father God, as long as we look towards you, Father God, we will not be ashamed, Lord. We won't be put to shame for trusting in you, Father God, for making you our hope, for making you our dwelling place. We thank you that you're unfailing, Father God. You have an unfailing love, Father.
Oh, every problem. You remove every care. Father God, we cast all of our cares on you. We take upon us your destiny. Oh, your privileges, your presence, your inheritance, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the body of believers you're surrounding us with. We thank you for the unity you're establishing in our church, Father. We thank you for the ways you're unifying us with the university convergence states and the ways that you are doing all that you said you would do, Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Impossible things ahead of us. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your love and your kindness, your presence. Oh, Father, we are so blessed. To the task you set before us, Father, that we will do everything you are calling us to do. It is our privilege to do your works. Oh God, we'd have it no other way. Oh, we thank you, Father God, that our steps are ordained. That every bill is paid, that every relationship is made. Father God, that every promotion is found, Father. That the wives and the family of destiny you have for us. God, that the path is already laid, Father. We thank you, Lord, for such an enjoyable journey, even before we go to heaven. Oh God, what more could we say than thank you, God? What more could we ask? What you've already plan to give us, Father. So we just thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you for the sweet inheritance we have in you, God. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening the gifts you've put inside of us, Father, that we may enjoy to watch you bless the others around us, God. That we may be part of your work in the earth, God.